Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Friday, June 13th. Friday the 13th. Only one we'll have this year. Somebody texted in about superstition and said, you know, it's bad luck to walk under a ladder, but it's just common sense not to walk under a ladder, which is good advice that kind of got morphed into a superstition, which I think might make a lot of sense if you think about it. Tim Temple joins us now, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Morning, Tommy. Haven't had my third cup of coffee yet, but we'll get there.
Yeah, let me ask you this. I'm being serious here because everybody's got a story, and I want to hear yours. You were a successful guy in the insurance industry, right?
Yes.
You didn't need this job, did you? You were providing for yourselves, were you not?
That's correct. Yeah. Look, Tommy, I ran and took this job because I wanted to use my experience and knowledge of the industry to make it better for all Louisianans.
And as a matter of fact, you loaned yourself $950,000 for your campaign, right? So you hardly needed the salary of the insurance commissioner. I just want to establish that for the record.
That is correct.
So why in the world
finance this campaign and the prior campaign?
Why in the world would you do this? I don't understand this.
Well, look, like I said, I grew up in this industry, and look, for the most part, the industry works well for people. But in Louisiana, over the last several years, and I would argue decades, it's broken down. And I wanted to come in, work with the industry, work with all the stakeholders, and make it affordable and make it so that people have a better claims experience when they do have a claim, but also make it affordable so that, you know, people can afford the insurance. And we're not going to get it done just by doing the same old things that we had either tried or didn't try over the last several decades.
And of course, the next question is, how's that working out for you?
Look, I think we've made some progress. You know, like I said, last year, as I've said on your program, last year we tackled property reform. We still have some more to do, but we are starting to see the positive impacts of that. It's not statewide, but people are starting to see the positive impacts of property reform that was tackled. But also last year, the legislature, you know, thankfully called themselves into special these committee hearings and started talking about the cost drivers that determine and look, cost drivers determine losses. Losses determine premiums. You know, for one of the first times ever, I think we're having that conversation in Louisiana, and average citizens are beginning to understand that concept that if we want lower premiums, be it our home, but really we're talking about auto right now, then we need to lower the loss cost. And I'm not talking about the legitimate claims that people have, the true auto accidents. We're talking about the people out there that abuse the system, that file excessive bodily injury claims, that file excessive litigation. And anytime you have that excessive, then there's additional cost burden that you and I as consumers bear. And so we're talking about those, and we've passed some significant legislation, I think, this year. We've passed some good bills, and unfortunately there were some bad bills passed as well.
All right, tell me about the good ones and how that could result in lower car insurance premiums for us.
Yeah, well, several of these bills, like I said, they were aimed at, you know, addressing the abuse of the system. And a couple of those, I think, that were important. Modified comparative fault, that bill passed and is signed into law. The Housley presumption, you know, saying that you need to prove that the injury you received in an auto wreck was caused by the auto wreck, that passed and is signed by the governor. There was a no pay, no play. If you don't have insurance and you get in a wreck, you can't recover the first now it will be $100,000 of a claim. That passed and signed into law. And then there's a medical transparency bill, and we've talked about it before. In years past, it's been referred to as collateral source, but medical transparency, showing the difference between what was billed versus what was paid on an injury. That has passed the House and Senate. I don't think it's been signed by the governor yet, but I certainly anticipate that it will.
But that doesn't have to be, though, right, Tim?
What's that?
If he doesn't veto it, it doesn't have to be signed. It'll still be law.
Correct. Mm-hmm. If he does not sign it, it will eventually, after so many days, it will become effective, yes.
But you don't see him actively vetoing that, do you?
I don't think he will. I don't know, but I don't think he will. That's one that there was a lot of discussion about it. That when it came out, that bill came out very strong in its original format. It was watered down through Judiciary A. And I don't think the strong language was inserted back again, but it's a step. It's not as strong and powerful as a bill as it needs to be, but it is a moving forward bill. And we can get in some conversations about how fast we need to move forward. I think that's one we really need to take a big step, but it's a step. So we passed, you know, those were some good bills that passed, and I think those will start to disincentivize people from filing, frivolous claims.
Let me tell you what my bellwether is, and maybe this is right, maybe it's wrong. If I start to see, and whenever these laws go in effect, August 1st, I guess it is, if I start to see less commercials on TV for in a wreck, get a check, then I'll believe something's going on or something's happening. Do you think that would be a standard by which to judge any reform or not, Tim?
Well, I think that's certainly a measure. I don't think it's really the one is that when people start seeing their premiums go down on their auto. I mean, that's what we want. And but look, Tommy, you and I and importantly your listeners, you know, we need to talk about expectations. And again, this is, you know, setting realistic expectations is probably not in the best interest of a politician. Your best interest is to make promises and then, you know, move on. But the expectations, Florida, let's go back to Florida again, and we've used it on property reform, but they also did legal reform. And it took several years before it started to have a positive impact. In Florida today, people are seeing lower auto premiums as a result of the legal reform that they tackled several years ago. So it does take a little effect. But I can tell you, as Commissioner of Insurance, my job is also to get out and market to insurance companies and let them know we've made these changes. They're substantial changes. Start to give us credit. Now, they don't have to. You know, it's still the government does not tell them what to do. But it's as the commissioner, you know, I work with companies to say, guys, we're passing legislation. Give us credit as quickly as you possibly can.
Tim, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. One thing I'd like to address when we come back about, you know, people blame the lawyers, this one, that one, the other one. But if there wasn't an atmosphere that existed where they could make money from it, they wouldn't be on TV advertising, right? So I guess the question I
wouldn't disagree with that.
The question I have when we come back is, have we really changed the atmosphere, the marketplace, if you will, where these, I don't know if you want to call them predatory attorneys or whatever, you know, again, it depends on the eye of the beholder, I guess. But I don't think just because somebody rear ends you, and you and I have talked about this before, Sanford and Son in the 70s with Get Cash rhymes with whiplash, and you watch that now and it's like, well, we're not that far away from that Louisiana. We'll pick it up when we come back about changing the environment. 722 traffic now, WWL. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Tim Temple, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. Again, the lawyers get, you know, beat up on a lot, but if there wasn't an opportunity there for them to make money, relatively easy money, they wouldn't be in the business that they're in. We wouldn't be hearing commercials like that. So, Tim, I guess I'd ask you, and you talk about, the pace at which we change things and expectations when it comes to car insurance, and we're leaving property off the table for now, but when it comes to car insurance, have we really done anything substantially to change the business environment that encourages plaintiff's attorneys to just get involved?
Well, you know, and yeah, I was kind of grinning when I was hearing that commercial right before we got off the break. But look, it starts with the claimant. You know, they have to whether they file an auto claim with an insurance company or they file it through an attorney. It starts with the claimant, and that's one of those things that we've got to disincentivize. And like I said,
let me jump in for one second.
Yeah.
And I think the problem with that is, in terms of incentivizing, with all due respect to our advertisers, is, you know, when you make it seem as though, you know, I can cash your lottery ticket for you if somebody hits you, especially if they got a business name on a truck, that kind of encourages people maybe to go looking for damages where there aren't any, or looking for compensation where they're not really entitled to it. Thoughts?
I think you're onto something, but again, and I don't disagree with that, but the bill, the modified compared default, before that, you know, that's now law and it will become effective, I think, August 1st. But you could cause the wreck and still go sue and recover. This law now says that if you cause the wreck, if you're more than 51% at fault for causing the wreck, that you can't recover damages. That starts to disincentivize people from filing the litigation and then from those attorneys from taking those cases. So it does start there. And again, it's a slow burn, and I know people are frustrated and they want faster actions, and they want it because the premiums are so unaffordable for many people that the financial stress that's associated with that. So they want something quick, but there is no quick fix on this. You can't mandate and tell companies that they have to lower.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rates just because. Look, Michigan actually did that recently. And they said that insurance companies have to take a certain percentage and without changing anything. And the insurance industry, I think you're about to see in Michigan, they are going to respond extremely negatively there and say, we don't want to do business here. They may continue to do some at a lower amount or threshold, but we have to change the fundamental, the underlying issues in the state if we truly want long-lasting results. And again, some of these bills move us in that direction to disincentivize, not reward people for causing an accident. I mean, that's a very common sense mindset. You know, you don't get a check because you caused the wreck.
Let me move on to homeowners here. And in a minute and a half left, we have left. Stated value didn't pass. Do you wish it had or not?
No, stated value did pass.
Oh, it did pass. I beg your pardon.
It did. And look, that's one where I went to the table and I wasn't for or against it, but I was just trying to make, you know, the legislators, you know, talk through the process that I think this sets up a bad precedent, because what it proposes is that if you have a $100,000 home value and you have, let's say you've got either no mortgage or a $20,000 mortgage, you go secure you can attempt. It doesn't mean insurance companies have to, but if an insurance company is willing to give you $20,000 worth of coverage, if you have a loss You know who comes out good on that deal? The bank.
Mm-hmm.
Not you, the homeowner. You've got a $100,000 home that gets destroyed or partially destroyed, and you had $20,000 limit, if that's what you agreed to buy. The bank gets their $20,000, and you get, you're holding a damaged home with no means to repair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said in testimony, people don't buy insurance because they can afford it. People buy insurance because they can't afford to not have insurance.
I'm sorry.
You buy insurance because you can't afford to repair. You don't have the money to repair your home if it's totally destroyed. You don't have the money to fix your car or pay for your medical bills. That's why you buy insurance. And to create a product out there that will potentially lower your premium somewhat, a little bit, from an affordability standpoint, but not have a true coverage when you need it is not going to be good for the consumer.
Thank you, Tim. We got to run. I appreciate it. Thank you for correcting me on that stated value thing. I was reading a dated article. We'll take a break. Come back to help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Time now, WWL First News. 7:44, 16 till 8. Time here on WWL on Friday morning to help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. If you go to jeffersonfinancial.org, you can find some calculators there, and over almost 100 of them. It'll help you plan your financial life. Mark Rosa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, sir. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. What are we talking about today?
You know, Tommy, I looked at an article that came out earlier this week, and it was saying after so many years of progress, Americans with 401k plans are finally saving enough for retirement, almost. So it had a qualifier in there, and it caught my attention. It's like so many of the times I'm asked, well, how much should I save? You know, people would ask that. I ask that of myself, you know, to try to plan out just what finances are going to do over time. And it's really on the front end, you're saving money. We'll call that an annuity, a stream of payments. You're taking money out of your check. You're putting it into some investment vehicle. In this case, we'll just talk about 401ks as an account generically. And that money grows over time. That's the idea. We don't want to forget about what your employer does. Okay? So you're saving money, and then the employer kicks in free money, right? And that compounds over time, and that's what forms our balance when we're getting close to retirement or when we choose to retire. That's just half the conversation. A lot of people focus on that half. I think it's the one that's most talked about, but it falls off the cliff. And what should be asked after that is, okay, I'm going to plan out. I could use the calculators. I'll talk about those in a second. I'm going to use the calculators to see if I'm kind of religious about this and put a certain percentage of my savings. The calculators allow for you can change the ingredients, and you could also put what your employer is doing. And if everybody that's out there, encourage your employer to kick in a little extra over time, and then you could see what at least a theoretical amount would be. You're depending on a certain rate of return. You're depending on contributing at a certain amount over long periods of time, because it's not we're going to start today and we're going to be retired by next Friday. That's not what this is. It's a lifetime planning of this. And then you can see what a balance would be. And when I do this to my students at UNO in my finance class, it's like, okay, a lot of them are surprised pleasantly. It's like, wow, that compound interest really takes off, and you start to accumulate money, and it's an amount that they wouldn't have thought was possible for themselves. It's like, well, bravo, congratulations. With everything being right, and that's the big if, you're going to have so much money at the end. And then it begs the question, well, how long is that going to last? How much am I going to be able to withdraw every month or every quarter or every year? That, I think, is a more important question, because people are saying, well, I've got to live off of that retirement money. And that's the idea. Don't forget you have Social Security or something else kicking in. Maybe you got savings in another place. That's going to supplement it. But the article was saying, you know, back in 2015, employees were saving about 8.1% of their salary, and their employer was kicking in about 4.4, and that brought it to about 12.5. Well, fast forward to today, it's reached an all-time high. Employees are kicking in 9.5. Employers are kicking in 4.8, both at all-time highs, to produce about 14.3%. Okay, that's a mouthful. It might mean everything. It might mean nothing. many of the financial planners are saying, well, you should kick in 15%. And I hate when they do that. It's great to give somebody an idea of what's going on. But really what you need to do is get that math going to see, well, is 15% going to do it? And just by quoting a number like that, it might mean everything to somebody, or it might mean very little to some other people. And that's when the calculators would come in. So we have on Jefferson Financial's website, jeffersonfinancial.org, there are a bunch of calculators. You're always good about saying that there's almost 100 of them, and there are. But the 401, specifically I wanted to name two this morning, the 401k employee savings plan. You pull that calculator up, you're going to see where you can vary your inputs. Incidentally, nobody has to log in, no passwords, you don't have to join the credit. This is free and open to the public, and we like to do this so people, it will help people managing their money, whether you're with the credit union or not. But it's going to have these inputs, and you could get silly about it and put, I do that. You can't break it, but I try to. I put a gazillion in and see what that would do, and I put in a relatively small amount and see what that would do. But it takes care of how much you're putting in, a percentage of your salary, looking at it that way. And again, you can vary it. Then it's going to ask you for the employer contribution. And you could, if you don't know it already, you need to check with your HR department and say, by the way, how are you matching what I'm doing? Because there's a couple of different ways that an employer could do that consistent with the law. So they might be matching, right away with your contributions, or it might be kind of a stair step. There's a couple of different methods for that. So the best thing is to contact your own HR department and say, just exactly what are we doing? And even a bigger question might be, how can I get the most of this? If you're giving me free money, I want the most that you'll give me. So it usually happens where an employer will match what you're doing. For them to do more, they ask you to do more. But it's not, half your salary or anything of the sort. It's a relative, just a few percent, single-digit percents. And combining those, the calculator is also going to ask you, well, what kind of rate of return are you expecting going forward? You could be very conservative and put in a small number. You could be a little bit more ambitious and put in larger numbers. And then it will say, okay, after so many, and what year are you going to retire? Many years in the future. It's going to tell you, okay, all of these inputs into the calculator, it's going to say you're going to have so many. Usually it's hundreds of thousands of dollars on deposit when you retire. So it's like, okay, that's that half the equation that we were talking about, and the numbers sometimes get large. That's good. And it will be, well, how long does $600,000 last me? How long does $800,000? I might be a millionaire by the time this is going on. And how much does $1 million last in retirement? Then the other calculator, you got to go to another one because it's going to do the annuity in reverse. The first calculator is calculating our annuity as we're saving the money, accumulating it into the future. Then you're going to stop, look down at your 401k balance. You and I talk about that all the time when the market is moving, and say, okay, what do I have at this point? And then the other calculator, which is savings distribution calculator. To me, Tommy, that's one of the biggest ones that we have with people doing things like this. And just if you're not in a 401k, maybe you're in an IRA, maybe you're just saving money in a savings account, a brokerage account, or whatever you're using, you save up to a balance, and then on the savings distribution calculator, you're going to put that balance in, meaning this is what I have in my account. I've got $842,000. Then you put in the other inputs. You're going to have a rate of return. You're expecting still the money's in an investment vehicle, so you're going to get more return off of that. And then how long do you want that money to last, which you're implicitly asking, how long am I going to live? And then a monthly distribution, an annual distribution, whatever you choose to look at. A lot of people feel more comfortable with monthly. It makes more sense to them. And it will tell you, out of that money, $842,000 that I'm making up this morning, you can withdraw a certain amount every month. And what was in the article, it's saying, well, if you put 15%, that is going to give you a retirement amount or monthly pay equal to your pre-retirement. If, in other words, you were trying to replace all of your income in retirement with a savings process, well, that's okay. That's where you can match these things off and see how attainable it is, or how unrealistic some things are. And for some people, that they might be saving 1% of salary or something. That's probably not going to do what you want it to do. But you could also say, well, at that point, okay, I got Social Security that's going to kick in. I got other savings that's going to kick in. So the whole point, it's a very powerful combination of calculators showing people today, wherever you are in life. I'm a 19-year-old person, and I want to see all this mapped out in front of me in the next 5 minutes. Done. You can see all the money going in, the annuity going in, what balances it's going to produce, and then you could see what money comes out. And, of course, then you could modify this. Well, oh, I got more than I expected. I don't have to wait till 65 to retire. I might look at 62 to retire, 60 to retire. No, I think I'm going to work longer than that. I'm going to work till 68. I'm going to work till 70. And you could see how those relatively small modifications produce big results.
Very valuable information. Thank you, Mark Rosa, Managing Your Money with Mark, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Go to jeffersonfinancial.org. You'll see a tab in the middle of the homepage that says Calculators. You click on that, it'll direct you to different areas and drop-down menus of calculators, almost 100 of them for you to use. And the two that Mark's mentioned specifically, you can't break anything. You don't have to register anything like that. Just use them, and it'd be a good way to plot your financial future. 754 Traffic Now, WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.